We take, for example, the Gibsons and young Emma, who's severely disabled. They're in their home. Their home it's got defective concrete, needs to be demolished. They cannot move anywhere else. The house is designed to suit Emma and all the equipment that she requires. So what their plan was to build on the site next to the house, but they weren't allowed to. This will allow them to build that house, and when their house is complete, their new home's complete, they can move themselves and Emma into this home and then demolish the house that's left. This is why we get side by side.
Brilliant. So
But
it gives a bit of it gives a bit of flexibility, doesn't it? Which, in terms of planning, which is very welcome.
Well, it's very welcome. But what we need to realise too is we have this case here, but we have hundreds of cases, maybe even thousands of cases where this could be the case. Instead of, for example, when this scheme does kick off properly and there's thousands of people going forward, we have nowhere to accommodate them. But if they have the land to do it, I would be looking at, if they have the land to do it, let them build on that land and demolish the house afterwards, because then we've only got 28 rental properties on daft.ie in Donegal. Where are we going to put the thousands? This is a positive step, but it's in the wording. We've got to be cautious.